Coming up this week on the Make It Right podcast, one man's journey to find and develop his second in command for a third generation family-owned manufacturing business.
I had probably, you know, four or five individuals who were working here, and in our business, in CNC machining manufacturing, you get on my radar by probably having skills and abilities. You know, you have the technical skills. You can machine, you can inspect parts, read blueprints. So you got to be technically sound. But I was looking for more than that. So a lot of times in companies, that's the person that does get promoted, and as they should. But I was really looking for someone, though, with more soft skills. I had to make sure they had the combination. They had to be strong technical ability. But I also wanted them, you know, to have self-awareness, empathy, be able to communicate, team build, have the ability to lead, and then also want to lead. And so I was looking for those. I was looking for the traits that you don't always – that aren't always the hard skills or that you can't always do, but that you want to be able to notice in people, you know, that maybe they think like an owner without being an owner, all those different things. I was looking for someone who could possess more of the soft side and the people side, emotional, intelligent type side of things.
Finding and developing your second in command, coming up this week on the Make It Right podcast.